from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly science and environment series. Coho salmon conservationists are losing hope they'll see large numbers of the endangered fish return to spawn this year, even after our recent rains. They say the future looks grim following 3 years of drought, and they're looking for ways to stop the coho from being sucked into what they call the vortex of extinction. Dan Brecke reports.
Winter rains swept Northern California for the last half of January, raising creek and river levels, and also raising hopes for a late surge in endangered coho salmon runs along the coast. But new sightings of the fish, which are drawn up their home streams by the high flows that follow heavy rains, have been few.
I'm not seeing any activity here where I might expect to see something.
That's Megan Isidore, a longtime volunteer naturalist with the Salmon Protection and Watershed Network, or SPAWN. After the first of the recent rains, she's looking for signs that new coho have arrived on Lagunitas Creek, a Marin County stream where SPAWN has been working since the late 1990s to restore healthy coho runs.
We're not seeing any tails flapping out of the water. We're not hearing tails. Sometimes the first thing you can hear is salmon tails flapping on the water as the females are digging their reds.
Reds are the stream bed nests where female salmon deposit their eggs. Just a few years ago, hundreds of reds were sighted in Lagunitas Creek, which a century ago was home to one of the greatest salmon runs on the California coast. But a host of factors have led to a series of disappointing spawning years. Water quality has been impacted by local development and agriculture. Then add drought, a disastrous flood, and changing ocean conditions, which may have recently caused a decline in food supplies at sea. This year, coho watchers have seen just 50 or so reds. SPAWN's watershed biologist, Chris Pinsetich.
We've been counting on a second wave of migrating coho into the system, and that has not materialized. So we're looking at another devastating year for the endangered coho run here in the Lagunitas watershed.
The coho's endangered status means it's illegal to catch them. But the picture isn't improving. Lagunitas Creek is part of a much wider pattern in Northern California of crashing coho salmon populations. Charlotte Ambrose is a biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service in Santa Rosa. She's in charge of coho recovery planning for a section of coast stretching from Mendocino to Santa Cruz counties. Ambrose says the main causes for the coho's decline are easy to identify.
The straightening, the channelization, the removal of wood, the removal of riparian canopy, and our use of water have created a situation where our fish are homeless.
And she says it's not hard to say what the coho need.
You need to have a functional watershed to raise a fish. It's kind of like gardening. You need space. You need water, and you need time.
But with coho facing extinction, biologists are working on a more extreme option, too.
We anesthetize them with MS222 so that we can handle them, or these fish would not let us do what we're about to do to them. And you'll see. Ready when you are.
The rain pounds down on an improvised shed outside Warm Springs Hatchery on Dry Creek, a tributary of the Russian River in northern Sonoma County.
First thing we do is scan the fish.
Since 2001, biologists here have been working with descendants of wild Russian River coho.
She's really soft. She is ovulating.
They're trying to preserve the run's gene pool and rear fish to restore salmon to local streams. The coho here are raised in tanks, then spawned artificially. Ben White is the lead biologist for the Captive Broodstock program. He's examining female coho to see whether they're ready for the final act in their lives, reproduction.
When we go through these fish basically on a quarterly basis throughout their entire lives, ensuring adequate growth and health. And then when it comes time to spawn, our geneticist constructs a breeding matrix for us. And it basically gives us a list of all of our females with a ranked list of males. And basically, it's the most preferable spawn partners for each of those females.
The offspring of these hatchery fish will be tagged, released into the wild, and tracked during their three-year life cycle. Since releases started in 2004, more than 200,000 salmon smolts have been turned loose in creeks that flow into the Russian River. So far, just a few adults have made it back. This year, a dozen or so at last count. Charlotte Ambrose, the biologist coordinating the federal coho recovery effort, says that interventions like the broodstock program are important. But she adds that a coho comeback really depends on making creeks friendly for fish again.
Salmon are very prolific and highly productive. And by a few simple acts in creating space, in ensuring cool, clean water in our watersheds, we can make huge changes to bring back the salmon.
Ultimately, she says, that's not a scientific choice based on fish biology, but a social decision about whether we can accommodate the needs of the coho. For Quest, I'm Dan Brecke, KQED Radio News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the William K. Bose Jr. Foundation.